Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. It has happened. We have reached over a million vaccine deaths in the United States, and that's according to the calculated VAERS data. This is not a trick to all the fact checkers out there. If you dare say that I am lying, you're slandering me and you're the liars and will stand before God for what you have done. Because I am giving the truth, and anyone who gives the small amount that VAERS reports, well, they're the liars because they're tricking you with a sample size. I'll explain this because I know there's doubters out there, but I am giving you the truth. We have now reached over a million deaths in the United States from the vaccine, according to the government's own data system, when used the way the government designed it to be used, by calculating the VAERS data. Let me give you why these numbers are so you know I'm not tricking you and that I'm giving you the real numbers. This is not a trick. It's not a trick at all. The numbers that VAERS is reporting is 25,566 deaths, which is up 2.1%, by the way. Anyways, 25,000, I think in a week it's up. This is week 60. I believe we're at, I don't know if that's for sure. That's where I'm getting the information from, and that it is 25,566. Okay. So people say, well, how do you leap from there to a million deaths? Because the 25,566 is a small sample size. VAERS is like a poll. And that's the way you should look at it. It's very easy to explain. It is like in politics, a candidate is running in a state. And you can have a poll that only does a sample size of about 500 people, which is actually can be like a normal size for a state poll. 500 people. And the candidate gets 250 people out of the 500. Now, they will use mathematics from the poll to calculate what the real support is. And they'll have a margin of error, of course, of 3-4%. But for the most part, they know what they can calculate that poll, what that would mean, his support, that candidate, his or her support is in that state, right? We all know, and polling can be pretty accurate. That's the way you have to view the VAERS system. It's the same thing. It's like medical polling. They are just getting self-reporting a small, small, small sample of what's actually going on around the entire United States, goes into the VAERS system, and it's just a sample size. And according to VAERS yourself, you're supposed to multiply it because they know it's a sample size and you're supposed to calculate it. So Steve Kearse figured out, using VAERS' own system and recommendations of how to go about things, that they are underreporting the deaths by a factor of 41. So just like in a polling of the state, you're supposed to multiply it. So when you see 25,000 deaths, basically, you're supposed to multiply that by a factor of 41. And when I multiply 25,566 by a factor of 41, like you're supposed to, you get 1,048,206 deaths in America. Now, just like a poll, I'm not down to the exact number. I'm not claiming it. I'm using VAERS, so I'm giving an exact number because VAERS is giving an exact number to multiply by. But there's a margin of error. But roughly, we are at a million deaths in America. I can safely say that because I'm doing what you're supposed to do. Look up Steve Kearse if you don't believe me. He is the one who's done the most work to figure out what they were underreporting VAERS from, the amount they were underreporting. He set a factor of 41. Recently, he set a factor of 40. You might find that. I think he's just rounding. Originally, he did 41. You could do a factor of 40 if you want. I did a factor of 41 like he originally said. And if you want to round it to 40, that's fine. But I'm just letting you know, I did it by the factor of 41 like you're supposed to. Now, take, for all you doubters again, when the media reports to you and tries to say that my numbers are wrong when my numbers are the ones that are way more accurate, that is much more likely what has happened, it is probably within a 4%, 3-4% margin of error, most likely. I don't know for sure what the margin of error is, but it's probably somewhere around there. They aren't coming close to the reality of what's going on when they report to you, VAERS reports only 25,000 deaths. They are lying to you. That would be like a poll, polling 500 people, and then saying, this candidate in this state only has 250 people that want to vote for him. And that's it, in the entire state, only 250 people. No more than that, just 250 people. And the candidate would sue them for slander and say, what are you talking? It was a poll. They only polled 500 people. It's an underreporting. You're supposed to multiply that throughout the state to figure out what my support really is. Well, that is VAERS. VAERS isn't where a polling company calls you up. It works as a polling company the other way. You go to it and report. But it's like a poll for the medical community and for vaccine adverse events and for deaths from the vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. It is a poll, but it is underreported by somewhere around a factor of 41. So when we times it by that, that is the actual number that should be reported on the news. When the news reports 25,000, they are blatantly deceiving you. Unless they admit, well, this is way, 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 way underreported and it's way more deaths. We just don't know how many. Then they're not deceiving you. But if they report it to you, well, VAERS only reports 25,000. Well, they're lying. It would be like saying that a candidate only has 250 people that support him in the state because there was a poll of 500 people and only 250 people said that they voted for it. So there you go. That's the raw numbers. That's it. That's the numbers. Anyone who says that that candidate has more than 250 people is a liar. He's deceiving you. That's what they're going to do. This Ben Armstrong's a liar saying a million people have died of the vaccine. He's deceiving you when I'm giving you the truth and they're deceiving you. And I've proven it. I challenge any fact checker to say that I'm wrong about this. You go right that VAERS isn't supposed to be calculated. Put that in your fact check. Say VAERS isn't supposed to be calculated and the 25,000 is the exact number of how many people have died from the vaccine and no more than that in the entire United States. Go do that, you little liars. Go put that. You can't put that because you know I'm telling the truth. You know what? A fact checker, if they'll just look at the headline, they won't even know I said this in the video calling them out because they won't even look at it because their job isn't to get facts. Fact checkers on the internet are paid, they're paid by liberals to smear truth tellers. That's all they do now. They don't fact check. They find something, oh, this hurts the narrative of the government or the Democrat Party. We're going to smear them and say it's a fact check. But it's really political opinion for the Democrat Party to smear anyone who tells the truth about us. That's what they really are. All right, so now you have the truth and I have proven it. It's pretty simple. You can do this at home. Whatever VAERS reports, times it by 41, whenever they report the deaths, or this is also true about the adverse effects, like the injuries that people receive, which is tons, and that's in the millions now, way more. But this is the first time the deaths from the vaccine has reached over a million, according to the government's own data. That's significant. We've reached the million mark, folks, according to the government. This is not according to me. This is the government's own system that you're supposed to use to figure out these things by doing the multiplication yourself. They just love that they know most people won't do the multiplication themselves, although it's very simple. The problem I had early on when I first was reporting on the VAERS deaths is I always told people from the day one that it was underreported. And I said, I know it's way, way more than what they're saying, but I never knew what the factor was to get closer to the real number until Steve Kirsch did the work. And then Steve Kirsch, when he did that, I cannot thank him enough because I had wanted that information. I wanted to know how much it was underreported. I was asking people, if anyone knows, tell me what is. And then Steve Kirsch publicly came out and said, it's underreported by a factor of 41. And I'm like, I will never forget that. Bless you, Steve Kirsch, because now I can always know what the death rate is. And that's why I am able to tell you, I might be the first one. I haven't seen anyone else report it. Someone else might have, but I'm one of the first to tell you we've reached the million mark But that's all. I give credit to Steve Kirsch because he gave me the ability to know what the underreporting factor is for VAERS for COVID deaths. And so it's a blessing. And now all you know, and you can do that and tell all your friends. And if they ever doubt you, say, use my poll example or use some other example to show how when they report the raw number in VAERS, that's a sample number. That is not the actual numbers of deaths around the country. It's just a small portion sampling size. All right. I have to pound that because I know there's doubters out there. But I want to also cover something else that has happened. Naomi Wolf. Naomi Wolf was on with Steve Bannon on War Room Pandemic. And that's where she usually is. She's on there quite a bit, actually. She talked about the Pfizer data. And she was saying how, you know, due to the Freedom of Information Act, Pfizer had to release some of their data. They've been trying to hold on to this data and wanted it not released for 75 years because everything was upright and honest. That's why they want to hide their data for 75 years. No, they all want to be dead. This is not a joke. Everyone who works at Pfizer that asked for the data to be hidden for 75 years, what they're saying is, I want to be long gone and dead before people find out what evil I have done. That's what that means. But they were denied. And we've only gotten a fraction of the freedom of information from Pfizer, and more is going to come out. But in that fraction, we have found out that 1,200 people died from the vaccine within the first 90 days, according to Pfizer's data. So not only am I telling you that according to our own government, more than a million people have died from the vaccine, according to our own government data. According to Pfizer's data, they knew this was going to happen. They knew because their trial in the first 90 days, in their trial, they had 1,200, it's actually a little more than that, but I'm rounding, 1,200 deaths happened in the first 90 days. And Naomi Wolf goes off on this and basically says the mass murder, that's what she's calling it, a mass murder event, is going to come out and people will know this. It's been out, this number, but when all this data releases, they're not going to be able to hide it. The whole world, not just people who are looking to be informed, but people who aren't even looking to be informed are eventually going to find this stuff out. That's kind of what she's hinting at. Here we go.
They're also desperate, as I've mentioned before, because the Pfizer data is going to come out. It's momentarily, it's going to be bad. It's a mass murder event already. Like, we already know that it was a mass murder event, that 1,200 people died in 90 days after the Pfizer internal trials. And then the government, our government, said that the shots were safe and effective for the rest of us. So that is a mass murder event. It's going to come out. And that's a huge reason why all of these countries are kind of scrambling to lay down a paper trail of it's not us. Johns Hopkins, Bloomberg, may I say, they funded this nonsense. Their you know, unverifiable coronavirus dashboard was the main driver of the lockdown. And now that they know that Pfizer numbers are going to come out, they're scrambling to get a document, a study showing that, oh, the lockdowns never work. Everyone's trying to create a paper trail that they are not the guilty parties.
That is 100% true. So think, they knew from the Pfizer trials, and now I'm reporting to you over a million deaths, according to the VAERS calculated system. When you calculate VAERS properly, you get over a million deaths. We've had over a million deaths from the vaccine in the United States of America. It's pretty safe to say, because by the time you see this, the numbers that I gave you, it'll already have gone up higher. More doctors would have self-reported. Also understand, no, VAERS is filtered by the government. You can't get the death reported on VAERS just as an average Joe. I can't call up VAERS or report to VAERS and just make up numbers and throw it in, and they won't post it. And it has to be actual doctors from like clinics and stuff, and VAERS actually checks that stuff out. So when we see self-reporting, we'll think, well, anyone could just be randomly throwing data into VAERS. No. It's actually not that. It you actually have to be a clinic, a doctor, and VAERS will check that stuff out. So it is regulated. So when I'm giving you these numbers, it is close to very accurate. Understand? It isn't wild, wild west VAERS. That's what the media will then try to spin. If they can't try to make you believe that I'm lying, then they'll try to spin and say, oh, well, you can't trust VAERS at all. He's using VAERS, but that's totally unreliable. That's wild, wild west. That's just people throwing numbers into the VAERS system. No, average Joes cannot throw numbers into the VAERS system. That's important for you guys to know. So now that you know that, then ask yourself this. If I know and Steve Kirsch knows that it's underreported by a factor of 41 and that we're near a million deaths, somewhere around that number, but we're over a million deaths by now. I think it's safe to say by doing the calculation, it's pretty easy to know now. We're over a million deaths. You think Dr. Fauci doesn't know that? You think he's dumb? You think he has no idea? He doesn't know how the VAERS systems works. I forgot. Dr. Fauci doesn't know that that's how the VAERS system works. He doesn't know that it's a sample size and that you're supposed to multiply it and it's way underreported. And you're supposed to take those numbers and figure out, wow, if we're getting this much from a small sample size, that means this is massive. He's that dumb. Dr. Fauci doesn't know that. He didn't know. He's innocent. He's known the whole time it's been massive numbers. He sits back and laughs as the media reports only 20-some thousand people have died, according to VAERS. And he laughs. Look, they only think it's only been 20,000. He knows. He knows. This is why the world is freaking out right now, because our pharmaceutical companies are going to get exposed. I believe this to be true. You know, I wouldn't tell you things. I don't sugarcoat things. I tell you when we're losing. I think we're going to be poking Russia, and I think it's going to escalate. Biden's not going to stop poking Russia. And eventually, they might get Russia to do a surprise attack on America. You see, I don't sugarcoat things. It's very dangerous what they're doing. They might poke Russia even more because our pharmaceutical companies are going to be exposed by the world, and the globalists are going to be exposed by the world, which is going to motivate them to poke Russia even more. Maybe they'll even ask Russia to do it for them as a favor to attack America. This is not a joke. I'm not joking when I say that. So it shows you I'm not sugarcoating. So when I tell you this, this is not a sugarcoat. I do think our pharmaceutical companies are going to be exposed throughout the world. I don't know if there will ever be trials to hold them accountable. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is the whole world is going to know that America's pharmaceutical companies deceived and killed people all around the world. And there's going to be anger, and they're going to be exposed, because God will expose it and is exposing it. And I believe there is a biblical prophecy, Revelation, you should read Revelation 18, 23 and 24. When you see the word sorcery, understand the word sorcery is pharmakia. It's where we get it's the root word pharmacies. It was translated sorcery because I think they just didn't think it was referring to pharmacies when it was translated. But when you read it in this day and age, you realize it shouldn't have been translated sorceries. They should have kept the word pharmakia, or pharmacy if they put it in English. And when you read those verses about the pharmacies being exposed and how they killed people around the world, because that's what the verses say, but everyone doesn't know it because it says the word sorceries instead of pharmacies. When you see that, you will understand what I'm saying, that I think it'll be exposed. God exposes the sins before he brings judgment. And I think the pharmacies are going to be exposed. That doesn't mean that man will hold them accountable. I don't want you to think that I'm saying that. I'm not saying man will hold them accountable, because they've got the court systems corrupted around the world for the most part. These are elitists. These are billionaires. These are the people with the money. I can't tell you, oh yeah, there'll be Nuremberg trials about this stuff. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I highly doubt it. I think they get away with it in that aspect, that they don't go on trial. But I think they'll get exposed and the world will get upset. They'll be afraid that that's going to happen. And as the push moves towards it, and I think there will be a movement towards trials, and people are going to be suing, and they're going to start to freak out and realize they're going to lose all the money, and they're going to realize they're going to have to do something. They've already been setting up to collapse the dollar and just do a financial collapse, everything else. But if America becomes a huge problem, they're going to realize, look, America is the only thing that constantly stands in the way of our one world government. And when they realize, look, we can't, we're trying to strip the wealth for ourselves, but at some point, we're just going to cut it and be done with it. This is, I don't want to tell you that. Do you think, because I know that doesn't make you feel good. I'm just letting you know, watch out. Watch out. But at the same time, don't be intimidated. God can have your back through anything. I don't care what happens. I don't care if there's a nuclear war. God can protect his own if he wants to. I don't know what God's going to do, but I have ideas. I could go deep into biblical prophecy. I'm not going to do that. The show is not geared towards that. But here's the thing. Don't let fear dictate your decisions. God is not the God of fear. You put your faith in God and you go forward with the truth and let the chips fall where they may and let God decide what happens. And I think God will bless you. And I think God will pick who he wants to go through and persevere and have victory. And the ones that don't, won't. But it's up to God. Folks, this information that I have given you about VAERS, that it is now over 1 million deaths, should be headline news across the world. It won't be. And this video should spread if no one else will say it, because I'm saying it loud and clear. But the odds of it spreading massively is very low. I hope you share the information. I don't care who gets credit for the information spreading. It doesn't matter. We just got to get it out. Over 1 million people have died from the vaccines in America alone. I honestly think it's bigger than that. But I'm confident in reporting to you that VAERS, according to our own government, when you calculate it by the proper factor of 41, we have had over 1 million deaths, and that is a landmark moment. And no vaccine will have ever come close to this. If you don't think 1 million Americans dying from an injection isn't evil, isn't horrific, isn't the worst thing our pharmaceutical companies have ever done in their history, I don't know what to tell you, because nothing's going to ever make you stand up for truth if you don't think this is a big deal. Here's what you need to know so that your eyes can be opened if you don't think that. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya! Does it ever feel like you're not getting the full story from the media? Well, of course you're not, but does it feel like there are dark and sinister forces driving national events and global events? Oh yeah, and you might even want to go behind the deep state. Well, that's the show we have for you, Behind the Deep State. It's hosted by Alex Newman. You really have to check it out. Great in-depth stuff about what's going on with the deep state. Go to thenewamerican.com and check out Behind the Deep State.